Hi, it's Karen Strunks here. Welcome. And today I want to give you a peek, if you like, inside my diary and what it actually looks like today. What's the date? It's the 19th of Thursday, the 19th of June. And it started off this morning with my first tweet, which I just sent out just saying, "Hey Thursday, what's happening?" And my friend Priddy replied telling me what he was doing today and saying, asked me, you know, what my plans were for the day. And I told him, and then I thought, hey, this would make a really good blog post, because I don't know about you, but I just love getting an insight into how other people work and how other people plan their days and what their routines for success are, really. And especially if they've got a productivity tip or a habit that I can use and I can apply to myself and my business too. And we've all got the same amount of time as each other in the day, but somehow some people just seem to get so much done, and it leaves us, the rest of us, like wondering, you know, how have they done that? How do they do that day in, day out? It's like astounds us, doesn't it? So I thought, I'll just open up my diary for you today to have a look at. And it's just obviously picked at random because of this conversation on Twitter this morning, and so I'm just going to talk you through it because I can't put, show you the picture, and well, you can see it on my blog post. I've put an actual screenshot of my blog on there, of my diary on the blog, if you know what I mean. Okay, so first of all, from 6 to 7 a.m., I call that my power hour. So this is when I wake up, obviously. And I call it my power hour because this is when I take the time to just focus on the day ahead, and I review my goals just mentally, you know. And then sometimes I'll read or watch or listen to something that's going to be motivating or inspiring or uplifting, that's just going to get my mindset on the right track for the day, really. Because, and I used to do this, but I don't want to do it anymore, and I don't want to stumble into the day unprepared and then kind of guess what's happening and kind of make it up as I go along, and then you know, it's just not the best way to do it. So this sets my mindset up, and it just sets me on track. And besides, you know, probably about 20 or 30 minutes of that hour is just spent actually just waking up and coming round from my deep sleep of really vivid dreams. And I use an alarm clock to wake me up gently. And I've got an app on my phone called Sleep Cycle. Recommend it. It's the most gentlest way to be woken up. I hate alarm clocks, but I don't actually mind Sleep Cycle because it just doesn't jar or jolt you out of your deep sleep in that horrible way that alarm clocks do. I do have a regular alarm clock that I use as a backup, just in case for some reason my phone runs out of battery or something like that. So the first hour is just spent waking up and saying thanks for, you know, I'm still alive, hooray. I've got another day to fill. And just doing some mental preparation for the day. And I do that because I start the way I want to go on for the day in a good, positive mood, and a routine like this just helps me maintain that. So today, from 7 to about 7:30, I had to go to the shop, which I wasn't best pleased about, and that's down to bad planning on my part. It isn't a normal part of my routine, but I'd run out of a few necessities that I always like to have at hand, which is chewing gum and fruit. And I can't, or at least I don't want to go through a day without either of those. So I had to dash to the shops, and the local one, which was just down the road, was actually closed when it isn't normally. So I had to go to a big supermarket, and that added extra time. So these things happen, I guess. And then from 7:45 to 8 o'clock, I did some exercise. Now, I've got to admit, I've been really remiss about this lately. So if I want to get my exercise done, I have to create the time for it, just like anything else. And whilst I'm doing my exercise, I usually watch a video, say on YouTube, or listen to something, say a podcast, something that I can learn something from, probably about business, entrepreneurship, marketing, or money. Or, you know, sometimes it could be something motivational too at times. But I like to double up where I can so I can be extra productive. So in this case, doing exercise whilst taking in some new knowledge, I'm giving my body and my mind what it needs. So then from about 9:30 to 10:30, I did some content creation. So I've got a client who I just create some online content for, and I actually finished that with time to spare. So I was able to get a head start on my blog post for today, and this obviously, this recording that you're listening to. From 12 to 1, I'm going to go into promotion mode. So that might sound a bit vague. Promotion, promote what? Well, I always have a list of three things I'm currently promoting, and I've got that list just written down so I can just see it at a glance. And one of those things is my new 6-week online course for daring entrepreneurs. Fast forward, full throttle, which you may have heard me mention. It kicks off really, really soon, 4 days before registration close, and it's going to be super awesome. So I'm going to promote that today, or within the hour, 12 to 1 o'clock. I'm going to be promoting that and just letting people know about it. From 1 to 1:30, then I'll go into my emails. You'll notice I haven't touched my emails yet, and I have no intention of going to my emails until 1 o'clock. That's my time for doing my emails, so I'll check them. Sometimes I will check them earlier, maybe around 10 or 11, but I don't check them first thing in the morning at all. I always make sure I've done a good couple of hours of my own work before I open my emails. And I used to check them first thing in the morning, and it's just such a responsive way to work. I don't want to be reactive like that. It isn't a good way of working. I want to take control of my inbox as much as possible, so I don't just jump and start responding to everything and every ping and every notification. In fact, I turn off notifications and anything that pings at me. I don't hear them, don't see them, and I just concentrate on the task at hand. That, you know, I don't keep my email window open all day either. So once I've checked and responded to my emails, then I do that as swiftly as possible. You know, they don't need to be essays. Then I can close that window until later on again. And then today from 1:30 to 2:30, that'd be lead generation. So basically letting people, new people, know about me and how I can help them, basically. 2:30 to 3:30, that's going to be a coaching course. I'm going to help my client with a business and packaging up skills and her talents and her passions. And that's a 30-minute call, but I allow an hour for that because I'll be reviewing where we are before the call starts, make sure I'm up to date and up to speed. And then I'm going to be sorting through my notes after the call and following up after the call as well. So that, allow an hour for that. 3:30 to 5:30, I've got a 2-hour slot there. I've just called New Project, and I'm keeping this one deliberately mysterious because I'm working on something really new and really exciting, and I hope you'll love it when it comes out, and you're going to hear about that soon, I promise. A little bit nervous about it. Hey, if it's something new, I'm just going to do it. And yeah, I can't wait. And then from 5:30 to 6, that's kind of half an hour for any other business. So this is where I'm going to check my emails again, tie up any loose ends, reply to anybody that needs a reply, maybe make a phone call. And sometimes there is stuff to do and sometimes there just isn't, but at least I've got that time, you know, scheduled in my diary should I need it and should there be anything. What else? 6 to 6:30, that's end of day activity. So this is where I'll review the day in a practical sense and check the numbers and open some spreadsheets. So what I will do is log my time. So I'll log how much time I've spent on promotion, content creation, my new project, my emails, exercise, etc. And I'll also have a spreadsheet to log my income for the day and note what channels it's come from, so I can make sure that I'm on target and meet my goals, basically. Well, hopefully exceeding my goals. What else? End of day activities. Oh, 6:30 to 7 o'clock. I'm going to do some exercise again. Yeah, I know. But what I'll do then as well is watch something educational or motivational, and then I'll squeeze in a shower as well. And 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Don't laugh at this. And I don't know anyone else who does this, but if I do anything, I schedule the time for it, basically. And I'm going to do my beautifying then. So I'm going to paint my nails, probably red as usual. But, you know, it takes time. It takes an hour. I have to wait for the nails to dry. And this is when I'll probably put on the TV and watch a couple of soaps and just give my brain a rest, and just do my beautifying. And then from 8 till 9:30, I'm going to do some coursework. So I'm taking part in a business course at the moment. And I've got some homework to do. And in fact, now looking at that, I might swap the nail painting around and do my coursework first and then chill out with my nails, nail painting and TV time. And then from 9:30 to 10, it's definitely like chill out time, time to wind down from the day, and definitely put some rubbish on TV or maybe even read, you know, just whatever I feel like really. And then 10 till 11, that's kind of the end of the day, and that's kind of my end of day routine. And I end the day as I start it, really. I have a positivity sandwich every day. So I've written about that before, where I start the day with something positive and I end it with something positive. So I take in something positive, reading, watching, listening. Well, probably not watching, but it's more listening, actually, at the end of the day. It's more audio, because I don't want to watch anything on screens at this time of day. Anyway, I make a mental note of all the good things that have happened. So, you know, no screen time, no checking emails, no tweets like I used to do. And that'll be the end of today, really. And tomorrow, that's going to look completely different because I am out and about meeting up with lots and lots of people. So that's my day today, picked at random just because a friend on Twitter asked me what my plans were. Not every day looks like this, but this is what today definitely looks like. Oh, and I use the Pomodoro method of working. So that's 25 minutes of high level concentration just on the task at hand with a 5 minute break and repeat. And in those 5 minute breaks, I might check in on Twitter, I might check Facebook, grab a snack or watch just the latest stupid cat video, really. Though I must admit, with the Pomodoro method, about 3 or 4 p.m., I usually lose track of, and I kind of keep forgetting to set it again. So, mind you, by then I've got a good amount of the day done and behind me, so I let myself off for that. But I still stick to what's in my diary. So my diary is, you know, definitely a structure for how my day is going to go, but sometimes some things will take a little less time and some things will take a little more time, but it all seems to kind of even itself out by the end of the day. And now, you know, it's going to be time to upload this, hit publish, and then move on to my next task in my diary, which is promotion. So I can't go without inviting you to take part in my new super awesome course, Fast Forward Full Throttle. This is everything that I wish I had known in my business sooner, and I've condensed it into 6 weeks, and I'm convinced it's going to get you 6 months ahead in your business, if not more, by the end of the 6 weeks, seriously. And Fast Forward Full Throttle is about taking confident action in the direction of your dreams and creating the work that supports your ideal independent life. I'm going to teach you the 6 most important steps you need to take to transform your business from stuck to yes, yes, yes. So each week we're going to cover a different subject, starting from week 1 on the 30th of June, which is passion. And we're going to move on to attitude, your clients, packaging yourself and your business up and what you're going to sell. And of course, the action part. We're not going to get anything done without action. Plus, I'm going to be there every single week on a live coaching call with you to answer all your questions. So check out Fast Forward Full Throttle on my site. Registration ends in 4 days on Monday, and that's this Monday coming on the 23rd, and there's a huge 50% savings to be had too. So I'll end now, and I'll wish you a super productive day. And if you want to share your diary with me, I'd love to see it. Head on over to my comments and drop me a link, or leave me a note, or share your productivity tips. I'd really, really love to take a look. Okay, I'll catch you soon. Have a great day. Bye.